He would arrive about 9 o'clock in the morning and usually go home about 4:30, 5 o'clock in the afternoon. And he spent all 5 days of the week at our place. Across the street from our halfway house, there was a bar. And above the bar, there were apartments. And after about a year or so of this gentleman coming to our program, one day, this gentleman from across the street came over to our place and knocked on the door. I answered the door and I said, "Can I help you?" He said, "Yeah." He says, "You know, for 1 year now," he said, "I live in that apartment above that bar over there," he said. "And for a year, I've been watching that guy come in and out of your building. I watch him go home and I watch him come in the morning. And I've been watching him. And what I want to do now is I want to ask you, can I have what he has?" You see, that gentleman, just by living his program and by living his life, was carrying a message. The gentleman went on to tell me that basically what happened was that years ago, he used to drink with that individual and spend time with that individual. And now he looked at him and he looked so good and so beautiful and so special. And he wanted to have that for himself. See, not without even knowing it, this individual was carrying a message, planting a seed. By our lives, by the things that we do, we carry messages, we plant seeds. I'll give you another example. Years ago, when I was a chaplain, you know, at the state prison, I can remember going in to visit a gentleman one day who was leaving Mays Landing County Jail and heading for Trenton State Prison. He had just been convicted of committing manslaughter. He was very angry, very upset. And so when I went in to visit him, I brought him a copy of the Big Book of AA. And I said to him, I said, "Why don't you read this book? It might do you some good. Put some phone numbers in it." Well, he took the book from me and he threw it on the floor. And I won't mention publicly what he said to me. He basically told me that I could take my book and you know what I could do with it. In reality, this gentleman was very angry. And yet, the book was there. I never saw this man again in my life. About 9 years later, I received in the mail one day a letter from this gentleman, and in the letter it said, "Thank you. Thank you for the gift that you gave me 9 years ago. Thank you for the book." One day I was sitting in my jail cell, and I picked the book up, and I read it. And from that moment on, I began to attend AA meetings. And I began to get sober. All I want to say to you is, thank you. See, you never know when you carry a message. Messages come in different sizes, shapes, and forms. But they come by the way you live, by the way you live your life. That's why they tell us in the 12th step, just to be yourself, just to live. We also learn in the 12th step the very beautiful and very special message of gratitude. You know, gratitude is a gift, a beautiful gift. So many of us don't even realize how grateful we are. So many of us don't even realize the gift of gratitude that's deep down inside of us. And yet, in recovery, we have to open that gift up and begin to grow. Listen to these very special and beautiful phrases. I know that all of us in our wildest dreams would never think in our whole entire life that we'd ever be able to make these statements. And yet, they are healthy and they are beautiful. And they are part of the process of living, the process of growing. Did you ever think in your wildest dreams you'd be ever to say one day, "I am grateful for my past. I am grateful for all the things that have happened to me. I am grateful for what was." Did you ever think in your wildest dreams or your wildest imagination you'd be able to say, "I am grateful for what's been taken away from me. I am grateful for the things that I have lost." Did you ever think in your wildest dreams you'd be able to say, "I am grateful for where I am today. I am grateful for the moment. I am grateful for the present." Did you ever think you'd be able to say, "I am grateful for whatever will be. I am open. Wherever the program leads me, I am willing to go. My gratitude is already there." Gratitude is something so special and so beautiful.